Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Leadership Project with your host, Mick Spears. We bring you thought-provoking guests and topics every week to challenge your thinking about leadership. Our aim is to help you become the leader that you wish you always had as we learn together and lead together. Hey everyone, and welcome to this very special bonus episode of the Leadership Project podcast. Our very special guest, Lisa Nesneski, has kindly agreed to take us through a guided meditation. This bonus episode is complimentary to our great interview with Lisa, where she talks about her new book, Seven Mindful Questions, and talks to us about mindfulness. So without any further ado, over to Lisa for the guided meditation. Okay, let's go to meditation then, Lisa. And this will be an interesting one. Quick caveat, anyone that's listening to this podcast while you're driving your car, please enjoy this moment, but don't practice what we're about to do. Lisa, can I ask you to walk us through what a meditation might look like? And for all our listeners out there in podcast land, if you want to participate in this, please do. Lisa, not everyone has done a meditation. Please walk us through what a meditation might look like, and I'll join you. I'll join you as we do this.
I invite you to sit in your chair with your feet flat on the floor and take a nice deep breath. And blow out any cares of the day. And one more deep breath. And blow it out. I invite you to place a hand on your belly. And as you take that deep breath, feel the rise of your chest and the fall as you exhale. And if it's comfortable, you may either cast your eyes downward or close them. And as you now just allow your breath to enter and leave your body, what we call normal breathing. Feel the air enter the tip of your nose, fill your lungs, and then exit back out through your nostrils. And just pay attention to the sensation of your breath filling your lungs and exiting your body. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. But pay attention to your breath. And as you breathe, you may find that your mind has wandered away from paying attention to your breath. And if you do, just return gently back to your breath, sometimes naming that this is thinking, thinking, thinking. We'll take the charge off it and allow you to return back, paying attention to the breath. Now, if you make your exhale slightly longer than your inhale, you will activate the body's parasympathetic nervous system, which is the system that calms your body down. So breathe in for a count of four. and exhale for a count of five. That little bit longer in the exhale really does make a difference in allowing your body to relax and calm down. You can use this when you're sitting in meetings, allowing yourself to breathe in for a count of four and out for a count of five. Now let's bring this short meditation to a close by wiggling your fingers and toes, maybe rolling your shoulders. And when you're ready, return back to the room and open your eyes.
Very nice. Thank you, Lisa. And I hope everyone listening on the podcast got something out of that. It may have been your first experience with practicing meditation, or it could have been you're experienced at doing this. But either way, I hope that you enjoyed that and you got something out of it, that it did help you to relax and de-stress and to be in the moment. Thanks for joining us here at the Leadership Project podcast for that bonus episode meditation. We really hope you enjoyed it. Now, please do enjoy our regular podcast, and don't forget to hit subscribe so that you can be notified of all future episodes. Stay safe, and always remember to challenge the status quo. Thank you for listening to The Leadership Project at mixbeers.com. A huge call out to Faris Sadek for his video editing of all of our video content, and to all of the team at TLP, Joanne Goes On, Gerald Calabo, and my amazing wife, Say Spears. I could not do this show without you. Don't forget to subscribe to the Leadership Project YouTube channel, where we bring you interesting videos each and every week. And you can follow us on social, particularly on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Now, in the meantime, please do take care, look out for each other, and join us on this journey as we learn together and lead together.